Now, it's Monday. It's our astronomy slot. And if you've been gazing up at the night sky lately, you may have spotted something spectacular. That's the International Space Station, shining brighter than ever. And that's just one of many celestial wonders we can see this week. Also, there has been another interstellar visitor speeding through our solar system. Joining us now to talk about these and more is David Moore, editor of Astronomy Ireland magazine, to guide us through what's happening in our skies. David, thanks for being with us as always.
My pleasure.
Now, David, let's start with this potential interstellar object has scientists buzzing. First of all, what is it and how significant is this discovery and why does it matter?
Well, we can now confirm that the potential bit is gone. It is definitely an interstellar visitor, which means that the comet that was formed around another star and somehow escaped probably went close to a planet in its system and got flung out of its solar system and is drifting around the galaxy and is now going to pass relatively close to the Sun and the Earth, hundreds of millions of kilometers, miles away. So nothing for us to worry about, but good enough for us to see. And the reason why this is important is it's only the third ever interstellar visitor we've seen, and it brings material from other star systems we could never in our lifetime with current technology get samples, or even send spacecraft to other stars to see how they differ from our solar system. And here is this one called 3I Atlas delivering that material to us. And it won't be closest to the Sun for a few more months, so we have plenty of time to study it with the world's giant telescopes and indeed space telescopes.
Now, David, the European Space Agency says this is moving at about 60 kilometres per second, faster than previous interstellar visitors. What does its speed and path tell us about the origins, if anything?
Well, that's it. The fact that it's moving much faster than anything inside the inner solar system means it's got more speed than it should have. Most of the comets we see, we think, fell from a huge cloud of frozen comets out way out beyond the orbit of Neptune, so hundreds to thousands of times further from the Sun than we are, but still bound to the Sun, and maybe a passing star, or maybe some planets or asteroids out there go near them and slows them up, and they fall into the Sun. And that's what most of the comets that we see do. But these ones have come in, going around the galaxy at any speed that they choose, because the stars in the galaxy are moving much faster than things in our solar system. And so it's fallen into the solar system. It'll be traveling more twice the speed that we go around the Sun when it's our distance from the Sun. And that means it's got so much speed and energy, it'll just whittle out. And if you look at the orbit diagrams, you see its orbit comes in toward the Sun and barely bends as it heads out in a slightly different trajectory. It's like shooting a bullet at a magnet. It whizzes past the magnet. The magnet will barely affect its trajectory.
Now, David, this would be the third interstellar object detected after, and I'm sure I'm going to make a mess of this name, but Oumuamua and 21/Borisov. How does this one compare to those two?
Well, the first one, Oumuamua, it has a Hawaiian name because it was a Hawaiian telescope that discovered it first. It was in 2017, and it turned out to be very small, just a few hundred meters long. It was probably a very long, thin, needle-like object. We wrote extensively about this in Astronomy Island magazine at the time. And the only problem with that was, one, it's small, but also it was on its way out when we picked it up. So we didn't have much time to study it. And these things, as we've just said, are moving quite fast. It wasn't moving as fast as the latest one, 3I, but it meant it was difficult to get any great information. Now, by studying the sunlight reflected off this particular object, we'll be able to find what it's made of better. And it's going to be heated up by the Sun, so that will vaporize the material on surface, which is perfect for doing what's called spectroscopy, when you get the fingerprint of the material that this comet is made of. Is it going to be the same as comets going around our Sun? Are all comets the same throughout the universe? We don't know. We'll find out things like that. Maybe there'll be evidence for life. That might be pushing it, but there's certainly a lot of very interesting science to come out of this one. And also, I said Oumuamua was quite small. The next one, Borisov, I think it was 2019, was still fairly small. at most a kilometre across. Current estimates of the new one, 3i, are that it could be 10 to 20 kilometres across. It's early days yet. It's very far away. We have to estimate its size based on its brightness. But if it is that big, wow, it's carrying lots of material. It'll also become quite bright. Not bright enough to see with your eyes, but some big amateur telescopes in Ireland could probably pick it up. I hope to take photographs of it before the end of the year when it zooms back off out into space. So it's all very exciting. It has the astronomical community abuzz. And, you know, we're going to find more of these objects, which is even more fun.
Absolutely. Now, astronomer Mark Norris mentioned that these objects could carry clues about life in other star systems. What could we learn from studying this one?
Well, that's it. You know, when, as I was saying earlier, we get the spectroscopy of the light from the sunlight bouncing off it, different molecules will absorb different layers of light and different colours of light, and that will tell us what's in this comet. So what if it contains a lot of organic molecules? What if it doesn't? Then we'll know a lot more about what goes on in the solar system, so the planetary systems of other stars, and that's what he's referring to. So, you know, this being relatively bright, 11th magnitude for people in the know, we'll tell people what we're talking about. That's pretty bright for giant professional telescopes. Small for us amateurs. I'll be hoping just to get a dot on my camera. Other people will be analyzing the light with giant telescopes. And I'm sure they'll be swinging the space telescopes, James Webb, Hubble, at this object. It does pass relatively close to the sun, which could be difficult. They don't like looking near the sun, those telescopes. But there's plenty of giant telescopes on the Earth that can pick it up. So Mark Norris is absolutely right. We'll find out more about life.
Yeah.
Who knows what we're going to find out.
And speaking of telescopes, with the new observatories like the Vera Rubin telescope coming online, could we soon be spotting these interstellar objects more regularly?
Absolutely. It's estimated that right now, and at any time, there's 10,000 interstellar visitors in our solar system. Now, most of them are going to be very faint. But the Vera Rubin telescope, which people may have seen the pictures released, they'll be featuring in the next issue of Astronomy Ireland magazine, I can assure you. It's the biggest camera ever made. You know, it's over 3,000 megapixels. Compare that to the megapixels on your camera phone. And it's huge, it's the size of a van. And it scans the whole sky attached to a giant telescope. The best camera we've ever had. It's going to change astronomy because it's just surveying the entire sky several times a week at extremely deep levels. And one study, based on what we think about how many of these interstellar comets there are, says we're going to pick up 7 of them every year, not just one every 2 or 3 years that we're finding at the moment. And that means we'll have loads of these to study. And it's just, as people have seen, it's just coming online. It'll be pumping out vast amounts of data in terms of pictures by the end of this year. And that's going to be a complete game changer.
Now, after Oumuamua, some speculated about alien origins. Should we expect similar excitement this time, or is this clearly a natural object?
Yeah, there was one, we hadn't given a lecture to Astronomy Ireland, astronomer, very reputable in the US, that thought, you know, it's a chance it could be an alien spacecraft sent past the sun to survey it on its way out. That, you know, it's certainly a possibility, but was extremely unlikely. And there were lots of studies done on the object to check, you know, did it show any evidence of being artificial rather than natural. There was comets, when the sun heats them, steam jets can gush out of their surface. They act like little thrusters. And this object did actually show it deviating from its orbit. But that's known to happen with comets. And it was later expected that that could explain why it deviated slightly. It wasn't any artificial alien rockets on board pushing it away. Still could have been an alien spacecraft. But if you ask me, the chances are extremely slim. Thousands, millions to one against.
Now, David, back to Bovis again. The ISS, the International Space Station, is visible in our evening skies right now. Tell us how long we're going to see it for and when we see it and all of that.
Yeah, a complete change of track now to the brightest object in the sky. I saw it myself last night. It's making its first evening passes just yesterday. In fact, people can see it tonight. It'll be in twilight at 10:37 p.m. very low in the south. The first passes, we're going to see it, by the way, till July 23rd. So we've got about 2 weeks to see it every night. The first pass are always a bit low. This one's very low at 10:37. But it's going to pass very near the moon. And the moon is near Antares tonight as well. So look for the moon, and you'll see ISS pass very close to it. It'll look like a bright star. And in fact, if you live from Dublin, most of Dublin County, down towards Waterford City, so it just misses Kilkenny City, you'll actually see it pass ISS, will pass in front of the moon. So that's something to definitely watch out for and hope for clear skies, 10:37 p.m. If you miss that, maybe you've got a few clouds, it'll be back an hour and a half later. It goes around the Earth every hour and a half at 12:15. I think a lot of people will still be up then. And it's well worth watching. When it passes overhead, it's 100 times brighter than the brightest star in the sky. It was really impressive last night, as it always is. And there are 11 astronauts on board, which is unusual. Four of them are from a private mission called Axiom 4, done by a private company. And NASA and SpaceX, who launched it, are playing a role in it as well. And they're conducting all kinds of experiments up there, as indeed are the whole 11 astronauts. So give the 11 astronauts a wave if you see it tonight at 10:37 or 12:15.
Now, David, when they undock Axiom 4, when they undock from the International Space Station, we might even witness a rare space chase across our skies.
Yes, indeed. And it depends what time they do this at and how long they spend maneuvering around the space station before they head back to Earth. And we're still trying to find that out from Axiom Space. We've asked Axiom Space, when are they going to undock and, putting our investigative journalist caps on? And they have replied saying they haven't decided yet. They will by the end of this week. So what we do is we give predictions when to see ISS on our social media. So go to astronomy.ie. You'll see our links to Facebook, Twitter, etc. And we'll post that usually around sunset, maybe an hour before the sun sets, so you have plenty of time to go out and see it. And when the space chase happens, we'll be sure to alert people, because we want people to write in and tell us every time they see ISS, especially with so many astronauts on board, and it definitely when the space chase happens. Because remember, it's Ireland. Somebody could have a clear sky, but typically it's cloudy over Ireland. So we need a network of people across the entire 32 counties. So go to the website, follow us on the social media if you don't do so already. Every day we tell you if there's going to be a display of the Northern Lights or not. And while ISS is up, we'll tell you the exact minute to watch.
Sounds amazing.
So that's what we want people to do. And yeah, as soon as we find out from Axiom Space, we'll let everybody know.
Yeah, and we might even scrape it on Monday next. It mightn't go until Monday next, but we'll see. Now, yeah, it all sounds really amazing. Now, tonight, you mentioned there Antares near the moon. What should people be look out for there, and when?
Yeah, Antares is one of the brightest stars in the sky. It's the brightest star in Scorpius, but it's very low down from Ireland. But the moon right next to it would really help to see it. So all you would do is find that the moon nearly full tonight. And if you look to the upper right of the moon with your eyes, you'll see Antares. Remember, at 10:37, you might see the ISS passing very close in front of it if you live Dublin to Waterford. So that's just one night only, Antares near the moon. And the full moon this time of year is always low down. There's a nice diagram in Astronomy On magazine. If you get it, if you sign up for the magazine, you instantly get the Sky Note emailed to you within seconds. So plenty of time to do that if you want to see those diagrams.
Okay. Now, speaking of the moon, Thursday brings the book moon. Why is it called that?
Yeah, and I said the moon's nearly full tonight. So it's going to be low down and almost full. And Thursday is the official day of full moon, called, as I said, the book moon, simply because this time of year, young deer, male deer, start to grow antlers. So you can tell which ones are the books.
Okay.
So they've named this full moon after the books. A lot of these names come from North America, because the Americans dominate the internet so much, and it's their culture, well, the North American Indian culture, that has given the names to the full moons. There are other names around the world from other cultures, but book moon is stuck.
Okay, and finally, David, there's an exciting online lecture next Monday. Tell us about that.
Yeah, indeed, black holes. So we have an expert who's going to tell the general public, kids, families, anyone's interested in black holes, all about them, and the most violent explosion in the universe. black holes cause this kind of thing. Black holes always fascinate people. We're delighted to get Dr. Wiseman to give his talk, Dr. Phil Wiseman, from the based in the UK, but it's on Zoom, online, so he can Zoom into us, and everybody in Ireland can watch it. Zoom is dead easy to use. Just go to zoom.us on your laptop or phone, and it will load everything up for you. It's 7 o'clock next Monday. Everyone's welcome. Tell all your friends, and you know, you get tickets on the website astronomy.ie, where you can also sign up for the social media and get the magazine.
Ah, that's great. That's brilliant. And we'll do this all again next Monday, David. And thank you indeed, as always, for joining me on Kilkenny Today.
My absolute pleasure on such an exciting week.
Absolutely.